now more than ever is a time to realize that you have to really batten down the hatches and go deep with what you've already got.
You have multiple ways of connecting with your target market that you've been doing all along.
Yes.
So if you had to pick a couple techniques to make sure folks are doing right now during this time frame, how should they be connecting with their target market right now?
Okay, cool. I think we're entering a phase where, let me start this by giving you a bit of context with a story. And the story is that there's a famous marketing group that I've been a part of for many years and followed a guy by the name of Dan Kennedy. And Dan has always told the story about a dentist that traveled around America. He made $1 million a year and he was a traveling dentist. And all he did was travel to a new state or town, and he would phone up the local dentist and he would say, listen, I'm new in town. All I want is, let me do you a favor. I'll take all those old files off your hand. You know, all those patients, you know, like, is there anything you want to get rid of? Like, can I help you with that? Are there any patients you don't see anymore, inactive? Like, haven't been to see you for years. And all he did was basically collect other people's junk and made $1 million a year from it, right? Now, the reason I'm telling that story first is that now more than ever is a time to realize that you have to really batten down the hatches and go deep with what you've already got.
Okay.
And that is your client base. So right now, and I'll break it down for you in a moment, but I think we're entering a phase where the concept of, and if you're listening to this, please write this down, reverse customer loyalty is gonna be the thing that gets us through. Meaning, you know, we always talk about customer loyalty, that's like what they're doing for us, but like, it's time to switch hard and go.
Okay, so you're talking about reverse the script on customer loyalty.
So now it's reverse customer loyalty. What are we doing to show our extreme loyalty for them being so loyal to us, or in some way, shape or form? And I will give you a suggestion for that in a moment, but you know, go deep now, you know, go hard with your current client base. And you want to be now, wherever you listen to this from in the world, you're in different phases of the coronavirus thing. If you listen to this from Italy, you're shut down, you're done, no commerce. If you listen to this from Spain, you're not allowed even to walk outside your house unless you're walking a dog. Literally, here in the United Kingdom, we're at the phase of, we suggest you don't go out, but it's not martial law yet. So you're listening to this from different phases, but certainly whatever phase you're in, you either should have done this already or should be doing this, and you should be collecting data and getting lists together. And I'll go through it in a moment for you, but you want to be asking yourself the question of, for instance, 80-20 rule. In business, 80% of our revenue comes from 20% of our clients.
Yeah.
Pareto's principle. And everyone talks about, yes, they kind of know it, but when I've analyzed $10 million worth of revenue in my business, and it was literally 80-20. It was like 80%, $8 million came from 20%, even less sometimes.
So but now, I've even got to say, like most doctors, chiros, MDs, PTs even, they don't really look at their numbers, you know? They're more clinical, they're not really business folks, which is why we have this podcast, so they don't even know what those numbers actually are.
And forgive me, actually, you've brought up a good point, is that I'm probably, and I'm gonna do it on this because we're jumping straight to the solution without, the problem's never the problem. you know, if you don't know your number, if you haven't at least, you can still save it now, but yes, absolutely. Like for instance, I was getting updates on one of my numbers twice a day, and that was my future visits stat in my business during this crisis. I wanna know, are people stopping to book ahead of time, etc. And we're getting updates twice a day. So I can then react appropriately when I'm getting data all the time. And if you even look at how a lot of marketing strategies come off the back of how the US elections were won. And if you look how Obama won the US election, or even Kennedy won the US election, it was like TV for the first time, you know, and that strategy. If you look at how Obama won, it was kind of bringing the message to the people and the conversation to people, almost social media first time. If you look at how Trump won it, whether it's right or wrong is irrelevant right now for this conversation. But it wasn't social media that won for Trump. It was data. He had more data, and how he collected that might have been questionable, but he got so many data points in everyone, so he was just able to have such a specific message, and that's what you've got to be thinking about now for your client base. So what I mean by that is people send an email to the whole database and they wonder why they don't get great responses, because the message to someone who's been a long-standing patient of yours for 6 years and brought all their children in, etc., is a very different message to someone who's only been with you for a week.
Right.
Now you have to be making specific message to market matches, and I'll tell you what I suggest a few lists are for you. But number one, I'd be starting with your high spenders or most loyal patients or people who've been here the longest. Get that list, and whatever that definition is for you in your business, it might be they've spent about $1,000. In some of you, functional medicine docs, for instance, and maybe everyone has spent above higher level, etc. So you might be going, what is my top, if you will, my highest value right now?
Something happened with your audio.
You got me?
I hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You may be
your high spenders.
Yeah, so you want to be looking at, right now who your high spenders are, and then coming up with a specific campaign for them that matches them and the media for that. For instance, you may have a text and email for most of the database, but for your high spenders who surely deserve it, they've been so loyal to you, and this is where I come with reverse customer loyalty. Why aren't we sending them a hamper in the post? Why aren't we going a bit deeper? Why aren't we sending them a gift? They totally deserve it. Is it worth spending, you know, $2, $3, $4 or even up to $20 on someone that's spent thousands of dollars with you? Of course it is. But you wouldn't do that for the entire database. So I'll go through the list with you now, but I'll stop there a little bit. But right now, you have to be going deep with your database because you've got gold right under your nose.
Yes, it is already there. You don't have to invent something new. But with these lists, this is also something that you can do. This is something your staff can do from home.
Yes.
Already virtual with your, which we should be electronic. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, but get the data now and decide who you're going to market to. And I've got some suggestions for you in a moment. But so far, and you know, you have to forgive me. Sometimes I'll go to because I'm so in it. So you guys all know, you know, I'm not just a coach or mentor. I run 8 practices. So, so I jumped on this prior. I've had meetings. I've had probably 4 hours of meetings. I've just jumped off another podcast with 100 people now live, a small private group, etc. We're teaching this stuff all the time and we're doing it in our practices. So it's working already. But that's what I'd be suggesting. Get the lists together and start thinking about your different campaigns you're going to do to high spenders active, high spenders inactive.
Okay.
So that's a different message. You've got people who are currently in the diary. What are you going to do for them? You've got people who have spent a lot of money with you who are not in the diary and haven't been to see you for 3 months. What are you doing for them? You've got people that referred to you before. Referrals are generally referrals. So maybe that's a different message. Then you've got people who are maybe inactive but haven't necessarily committed to care. It's a different messaging altogether. So that's just where I would start. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and turn on the notifications so you know exactly when I'm coming on to give you a great tip.